a summary of the first Sicha, Parsha Kedoshim, volume 22. On the verse that speaks about that when we're going to come into the land of Israel and we're going to plant any food tree, or a tatem called Eitz Machol, then it says, Va'araltem, or Losoyes period. You need to surely block, as Rashi puts it. You have to make it orla. You have to make it blocked and stuffed in the ground in terms of not being allowed to use it. And it shall be blocked from you for use for 3 years. And that's the mitzvah of orla, that for 3 years you're not allowed to eat it. On the words that says that for 3 years it should be orla, it should be blocked from use, Rashi points out that from when do you start to count the 3 years? When does these 3 years start? And he answers, Mishas Netiyase, from the moment of planting. That's when you start counting the 3 years. The Mefarshim explain that Rashi is trying to emphasize that you could think maybe that it should start to count the 3 years from when the fruits come out. And therefore he tells you, since the verse says the word unetatem, and for you planting it, therefore he learns that it starts from the planting. The Rebbe has three questions here. First of all, if the whole proof that it starts from planting, and the proof is from the word and planting, Rashi should have put that in the heading of his Rashi, the word unetatem and for planting. Rashi only quotes the words and 3 years it should be arla for you, and he explains when does the arla start from planting. He should have brought down that word and planting in his heading. And more, you could say, is that his whole source comes from the book from the Torah's Kohenim, and over there it does bring it down, the word unetatem, in the heading in the Dibur HaMaskil. The second question is, without the word unetatem, where would you even know that it means from planting? You would never know that 3 years starts in the planting. So really, it must be added. It's not just why did he not add it. It's actually a must, because the only way to learn it is from that word. And without that word, you would really have no way in simple learning. Number three, what is the whole lengthy expression in Rashi? From when do you start to count to 3 years? From planting. Why does he have to ask him a question and answer? He could have just said simply, the 3 years begins from planting. Why does he have to say, from when do you start to counting? From the planting. Could have just said it shorter. So to explain this, the Rebbe points out that the verse itself seems to have superfluous words there. The verse says twice the words about it being arla. It says like this: you shall surely block its fruits from use. So that means it shall surely be arla. And then it says, it shall be blocked from you for 3 years. It doesn't have to say that second time, it shall be blocked. It already says, it shall surely be blocked. And the verse could have just finished off for 3 years. Why does it have to say it should be blocked for you, the fruit, and it shall be blocked for you for 3 years? So what you see from this extra lengthy wordings in the verse, seeming like double words, Rashi deduces from this that there's 2 points here when it comes to Arla. One point is that Arla is a prohibition on the item itself, the cheftza, the fruit itself is forbidden. As the verse says, va'araltem arlasai es pirye, your fruit should be stuffed. And then you could say, so that's a prohibition on the item. You could also deduce from this verse that the 3 years starts the prohibition for the person, as the verse says, that it shall be blocked from you. The lachem means for you, so the person has a prohibition. That means that when Rashi has his lengthy expression, from when do you start to count the 3 years from the moment of planting, meaning that the person is the one who has to count because the prohibition is on the person. So from Rashi, it's clear that the emphasis is on the person. Why does it make a difference if you say the prohibition is in the tree itself or in the fruit itself, or if the prohibition is in the person? So the difference would be simply, if you take a branch from a ready growing tree, and I replant for another tree, I graft it into the ground to make another tree, when do you start counting the next 3 years? If you say the prohibition is in the tree itself, in the item itself, then we could say that it already had 3 years of growing this tree. So I planted to bring more trees. Okay, this branch was already there, and therefore any fruits that are going to grow from this new tree is permitted right away. That's if you say the prohibition's in the tree itself, because then the tree had its 3 years. But if you're going to learn that the 3 years of prohibition is on the person who planted it, then just like he planted there, he has to start 3 years from the planting, so too in the new one, he has to also count 3 years from the beginning. And so that answers the question why Rashi had to make this lengthier question and answer from when do you start counting from the moment of planting, because he wanted to emphasize prohibitions on the person. And this actually works out according to Halacha, because Halacha actually is Echad Aritev, Echad Amavrich is Chayav Arla, whether you planted it or whether you grafted it, you're Chayav, you're obligated in the mitzvah of Arla. That's showing you that the person, its emphasis, the prohibitions on the person. Now we'll also understand another thing in Rashi. Rashi brings down in the same Rashi, he says, right after the word, from when do you start counting from planting, he says that what would it be if a person, you would think that a person who takes the fruit and he hides it away for after the 3 years, you would think right away it's permitted because I waited 3 years to be able to eat this fruit. That's why the verse says, Yeh lachem. It says, it shall be for you, when the word says it shall be, means the fruit shall be, it's now forbidden and it should be and stay the same condition of prohibited the food further. Says the Rebbe, if these are two different points in the Rashi, one point is explaining that starts in the planting, another point is regarding about if you would hide it away, these are two different points. Rashi should have brought it down two separate headings. Many times Rashi brings down two points, and he brings the same heading twice even sometimes to show you that it's a separate point. As a matter of fact, the Torah's Kainum, where Rashi gets it from, over there it is brought down in two different points. So why does Rashi put them all together here in one? So we could explain this by pointing out Rashi's point that it's Yeh lachem arelim. The law is for the person, the gavra has a prohibition. You could think that maybe it's not just in connected to the 3 years that it's prohibitions on the person, but the general prohibition is on the person, the whole time it's on the person. And if you're going to say that the whole prohibition is on the person, then you'll say that that's the whole point here. But if you're going to say that the prohibition is on the food, and it's in other words, that you're going to say that the prohibition of the arla is not on the fruit itself, then you could say that for the 3 years, there's no prohibition on the actual fruit, even if it grew during the 3 years. Like we see by chametz, that the prohibition of eating chametz on Pesach, what happens after Pesach? You would then say that a person is not allowed to eat that food after Pesach. Although the halacha is that you're allowed to, according to the Rabbanan and so on. It's only the Rabbanan that made the Isser on it. Therefore, you would think that if I hid it for 3 years, I would be allowed to eat it, because you would say that the prohibition is no more there anymore on the food. Therefore, we have to learn that it goes on the person, because if it goes on the person, then once it was forbidden for him, it's also forbidden afterwards. Now, according to Chassidus, the Rebbe gives us a fascinating insight here regarding the prohibition of whether it's the prohibition on a person or a prohibition on the item itself. The difference is, where the prohibition is, on who, is depending on where the vitality, the chayus, the life sustenance comes from. Does it come from a place of prohibition, which is basically the most prohibited places if something gets its chayus from the three impure klippas? If it gets it from there, it means you cannot elevate it to holiness no matter what. That means the item itself is completely forbidden. If your prohibition is on the person, that means the vitality that the item is getting from comes from klipas naiga, which means it's a klipa that also has a light to it, that has a positive potential side to it to be able to elevate it to holiness. The fruit of Arla has in it, as we said before, also a prohibition on the food itself. Because the vitality, the chayus that the fruit itself gets is from the three impure klippas. How is it possible that the fruit should be forbidden if it's coming from a tree that's permitted? So to explain this, we say that the fruit of the tree would technically always be prohibited. It actually is. And that's because it gets its place, its sustenance from the three impure places. But if it gets from the three impure places, then since it gets for 3 years, it gets it from the fruit is after 3 years, the fruit is permitted. That means it's getting from two different places in the tree. One place it's getting from the three impure clippers, that's why it's forbidden. But after the 3 years, all of a sudden it's getting it from a different place that now it's permitted. How do you explain this? So that's to understand this. He says you have to go back to the Tanya and to an anecdote point that the Rebbe Rashab picks up in the Tanya in chapter 6. Over there, the Alter Rebbe says, regarding prohibited food that comes from vegetational stuff, for example, Arla, food for these 3 years, and Kilei Akerem, the mixture of vines, and so on, etc. Where do they get their vitality from, their kiyum and their chayos? From the three impure klippas. But the Rebbe Rashab points out, when the Alter Rebbe talks about the impure life of animals, over there he says that those are forbidden. Over there he says it's not kiyum v'chayas. Over there he says kiyum gufam, the life sustenance for the body of it. What's the difference that by the vegetational stuff it says kiyum v'chayas, and by the animals it says kiyum gufam? What's the difference? Both of them seemingly is the same idea. Why does Alter Rebbe change the use of his word? Says the Rebbe that the explanation is that when you say kiyum gufam, the body, that's talking about the way a body, a material substance is created. A material thing that's created, the body of something, is created once and it stays the same thing forever. Every day, you're not changing the item. You're just changing the life that's going into the item. That's what it means. That's what it means that the body itself stays the same. The chayus, the vitality that comes into vegetational stuff, over there, it's like the category of hamachadesh betuvay b'cholim tavin maaseh v'reishus. It's explained in a mimer from the Rebbe Rashab of 1905, Tavr Samachay, and the Friedrich Rebbe in 1940 in Tavshin, that when it says hamachadesh b'cholim tavin, b'cholim, every day, a new life vitality comes into there. And therefore, it's a new different kind of chayus. Therefore, when it comes to the Arla, the prohibition of Arla, the body of the Arla itself, the physical item itself, you're right, that doesn't change. It stays pure itself. It's coming from the tree. The tree is the body here. But the chayus that comes into it, that could change. The chayus that it gets from the tree during the 3 years, it's sucking the energy, the vitality coming from a place of the three impure clippers. But when it comes after that, after the 3 years, then it's getting its chayas from a different place, and that's why then it's called Kodesh Ulam Hashem, it's actually sanctified for Hashem. So this basically explains to us why Rashi doesn't use the heading, the word planting. He's trying to emphasize the idea that it's on the person, that the prohibition is on the person. Since it's on the person, therefore, after 3 years, things could change. It's not the prohibition on the item itself. But the item itself, you're right, would be different. The first 3 years, it's prohibited. And those same fruits are forbidden forever. That's why he pushes it all together to emphasize this point. And that's the Chassidus explanation, that the chayas that's in the thing, in the fruit, the chayas is a new chayas every day. And therefore, the chayas here, the first 3 years, comes from one place, and the gimel klippas at the Tameya's place, and even though the tree stays the same, and after 3 years, it's getting it from a Kedusha place.